Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Colony, our buddy from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jim, how you doing today?
I'm trying to stay out of the rain. I don't know what it's like for you guys in your neck of the woods, but and I know a lot of places around the country have had some really bad weather, New Orleans right now. But, man, we're just getting flooded again here in Pittsburgh. It's unbelievable. How wet it has been lately, and the torrential downpours here today, and it's just a mess.
I heard the rain there has been bad. I know Cincinnati has had rain issues. I know some of the cities, St. Louis is another one for a while that was getting just killed with rain and precipitation. We're finally starting to dry out here in Wisconsin. I want to ask you about, because this is the tightest race in all of baseball in the National League Central. So are you surprised it's this tight and that everybody is in it, or is this what you expected?
Oh no! I'm surprised it's this tight. I would have thought that the Cubs, the Brewers, one of those two teams, maybe the Cardinals, you know, the usual suspects that would have separated themselves. As for the Pirates, I think they're pretty much what we in Pittsburgh expected. They've arrived at the record we expected, but in a completely different way. And then Cincinnati, I guess, I don't know. You want to call them surprising? They get off to an awesome start. And they're still hanging in there, kind of like the Pirates, because the other teams haven't pulled away yet. So, yeah, I'm surprised how tight it is. It's kind of the opposite, it's different than what it was, 2015, when the Pirates are all those wild card games, and they have the third best record. They had 98 wins, and they're in a wild card game because the division had that many teams. I think won 97 games. They had three teams with 96, 97 wins above. And so that's a little bit different. I don't think it means the division is bad and mediocre. I think the teams are decent, but they just beat one another.
So with Pittsburgh being so close near the top spot and so few games separating them, how big are these next 2 weeks? I mean, here in Wisconsin, believe it or not, in Milwaukee, we're considering whether or not if they get off to a slow start in the next 2 weeks, first of all, it's not about just winning the Central here. It's about actually taking that next step and getting further than what you did last year, and that's to a World Series. So can you beat L.A.? That's the question that becomes prevalent. If you can't, do you then get rid of some of your, you know, one-year-only contracts, get rid of some of the guys, maybe get a couple of prospects, try to bring them back, and then try to go from there? Or do you just go for it? Do you start finding pitching? I think everybody's looking for pitching. What is Pittsburgh looking for?
Pitching. What else? They've got, you know, and that's when I said that the Pirates are about where we thought they'd be. They're a game under 500. I can't remember what we predicted at the beginning of the season. I think I said something like 85 wins. I thought they'd be a little bit better than last year because of the pitching. And it's been exactly the opposite because of either underperformance or most in Jameson Taillon's case, certainly injuries. The Pirates, Keona Kella hasn't pitched all year, and who knows the way he's going. He may never pitch for the Pirates again. Because of the injuries, it's been the hitting that's carried the Pirates. You know, they still don't hit as many home, except for Josh Bell, they don't hit as many home runs as everybody else is hitting, and yet they've got the highest average in the National League, and they've got guys like, you know, Brian Reynolds that I remember seeing him in spring training. He was unremarkable. I had him maybe the list of the fifth or sixth best guy that was going to be at Triple A this year. And instead he comes up and he's going to make a run at Rookie of the Year. And Colin Moran at third base has turned into a clutch hitter where he's knocking in runs he's great with runners in scoring position. The Pirates as a team pinch hitting or batting, I think near or over 300. And it's amazing what they've done. But in terms of the question is what can they deal to get pitching? Last year, of course, they didn't exactly, strip the farm system, but they did trade their top outfield prospect, Austin Meadows. They traded their top pitching prospect, Tyler Glasnow, who was just an enigma because they couldn't figure out how to get him to pitch. And then Shane Baz, a former number one pick. So they traded away three key members of their farm system to get Chris Archer. And so far, Archer has been part of the problem and not part of the solution. And quite, I'm stunned that they're using him to come out of the All-Star break. I would have gone a completely different direction with guys getting a week off. They could have started almost anybody. You know, Trevor Williams, who was on paternity leave, Joe Musgrove. They could have come back, I think, with a much stronger trio to go up against the Cubs than they're doing. But I also think that they were spooked, too. Even if they were willing to part with whatever they have left at the AAA level to try to get a veteran pitcher, with the way that Archer has underperformed, I think that the Pirates would be spooked and that they're more apt to stand pat or take their chance on somebody else's frustrating bullpen guy.
I tell you what, Jim, I'm going to cut you loose, but it's fascinating because to see these teams separated by 4.5 games, Pittsburgh 2.5 back, 2.5 back in the wild card standings. Like you said, last year they kind of went for it. Archer hasn't been the answer. I would assume they're not going to be as bold, maybe a little more hesitant in that area of getting a big-name pitcher like that, but I think everybody's looking for arms, and I'm going to wait and see what the price becomes before you start to see some of the mid-market teams begin to bow out. It's going to be fascinating the next 2 weeks. Good stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Stay dry.
There you go. You too, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Jim Colony, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.